Today, WGN Radio's Your Hometown series stays within the city limits and visits Bronzeville. Located just south of the Loop, Bronzeville is a place you should call your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, anything is possible in your hometown.
And here's a spot you should definitely try out. It is, it's Chicago's home of chicken and waffles. The general manager is Brian Mills. Brian, good morning. Give us a little history of this place. How long has it been around? There are actually two, right?
Yeah, there is. Good morning. Chicago's home of chicken and waffles on 39th and King Drive in Brownsville has been open for 14 years now. We have a second location, which is in Oak Park, which is 543 Madison. And they've been open for about 10 years now. So both locations are open and doing pretty good, so we're happy about that.
It seems like in the last few years, I've heard a lot about chicken and waffles. Was this something that started in the South?
Well, it actually started in California. Where, I'm sure you've heard of Roscoe, so that's where the idea came from. And our owner, which is Darnell Johnson, he's lived in California for a while, and he brought that idea here to Chicago, and we've been going strong with it ever since.
Yeah, where did you say it started? What was the place?
California.
But did you mention a specific restaurant?
It started with a place called Roscoe's.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Well, I've tasted your chicken, and I'm looking at some good-looking fried chicken here and vegetables and a waffle and a muffin. And, this is breakfast, lunch, and dinner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's we like to call it comfort food. Of course, the Chicago summer chicken and waffles, and the chicken and waffles is definitely good, but we've taken it to a whole other level, and we do soul food. And, you can get greens and mac and cheese and red beans and rice and so on. So it is definitely an all-day thing. We sell everything all day. You can get breakfast in the evening, or you can have soul food in the morning. So that's something that we're very proud of also.
And I love that you have catfish on the menu.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have catfish. You can do the catfish and waffles or catfish with soul food. And we also have some buffalo catfish strips now that are very, very good.
Kids 10 and under eat free on Wednesdays. Good desserts like peach cobbler. Tell me about yourself, Brian. How long have you been doing this kind of work?
Well, I've been with Chicago's Home of Chicken and Waffles for about 10 years now. I've been in management for about 6 years now. And I love it. I love it. I love to see the people come in. We love to be in the community. We love to be around the good food. And I'm just excited to be a part of the team.
Did you grow up in Chicago?
Yes, I'm born and raised in Chicago. Been here all my life. And I don't think I'm going anywhere anytime soon.
Attaboy. Tell me about the neighborhood and what's happening. You're at 3947 South King Drive. And what's happening? Things improving in the area?
Definitely. Brownsville is definitely been up and coming. We have some really, really, really good neighbors. We have great people there. We have Mariano's now. We have a little sandwich shop right next door to us. There's a lot of new construction going on, and Brownsville is just a wonderful place, and it's just getting better and better as we go on.
Yeah, I think when people think of Brownsville, they think of the good food, and they also think about Chicago's great music heritage, don't they?
Definitely. Chicago's known for its music. Brownsville definitely has a lot of good music. Where we're located used to be the Ritz Hotel. So it's a lot of great history in Brownsville. So it's definitely a good place to be.
Yeah, Lisa Dent is talking to about Muddy Waters with one of Muddy's relatives later on this afternoon. So back to your place for chicken and waffles. How did you survive during the pandemic?
The pandemic was rough, definitely rough, but we were able to survive. We were blessed. we didn't do dining, but we continue to do takeout. We didn't close at all. And our customers are just supportive and wonderful, and they just ordered in, and they did takeout, and it just kept us afloat. So we're just grateful to have so many great customers that still supported us through everything, and we were blessed to have that and just were able to survive.
Mm-hmm. And now I imagine business is better than ever, isn't it, with everybody kind of making up for lost time?
Definitely. What's amazing is right after Thanksgiving, kind of through Christmas is normally our slow period. But what's amazing is we just haven't had a slow period this year. And we're grateful for that. I'm not sure if it's just more people just excited to be outside after the pandemic or the consistency and customer service that we have. I'm not sure what it is, but we're happy to have it. And, you know, we're just going strong right now. We want to continue to do so.
If you're in the neighborhood, stop by Chicago's home of chicken and waffles in Bronzeville, 3947 South King Drive. Say hello to Brian, and if you mention WGN Radio, Brian might throw in an extra bean in that side order of red beans and rice. Okay, Brian?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Continued success to you. Thanks for being with us this morning as we feature Bronzeville.
Thank you.
Stay healthy, Brian.
Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions for the next Your Hometown selection at WGNRadio.com/Your Hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.